want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
Welcome back to The Race Report. Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell wrapping it up for you this week. And be sure and check out racereportradio.com.
Please do.
Lots of great stuff there. You can always check out the standings, the latest race results, and all your NASCAR news right there. As Sam said, don't waste your time looking at the latest paint scheme news or what's on ESPN this week. You can just get your NASCAR news.
It's all right there. All the good stuff.
Racereportradio.com. Coming up this week, I mentioned before the break, my favorite track, love Atlanta. The fastest track really on the circuit. Forget about Daytona and Talladega. They put restrictor plates on them there. They really go 200 miles an hour at Atlanta. And, boy, they can race from the white line all the way up to the wall, and they often do. Still one of the best sequences of a race ever was back in 2001. It was obviously right after Dale Earnhardt Jr. or Dale Earnhardt, I will not call him senior, but Dale Earnhardt had been lost at Daytona. Kevin Harvick gets that win against Jeff Gordon, that side-by-side dash to the line. But, man, the last 20 laps or so, there were like five guys. I still remember it so well. And at one time, almost all, they were almost five wide just all over the track. It was amazing. I think Dale Jarrett was in there, Gordon, Harvick. Jerry Nadeau was in that, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And those guys were just racing all over the place. It was incredible, last 20 laps, that race at Atlanta in 2001. That has always been one of my favorite tracks. Let's see what the weather looks like for this weekend at Atlanta. Here's Race Report meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Hey, Steve and Sam, a strong upper-level low is responsible for the threat of rain kicking off the race weekend, but fortunately, by Sunday, cooler and drier air pushes in behind the system, so the umbrellas should stay away. At the green flag in Atlanta, partly cloudy, 64 degrees, winds from the northwest at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. You can follow race weather online at thestormreport.com. I'm the Race Report meteorologist, Dan Holliday.
Last time they were in Atlanta in the spring, Carl Edwards had the dominant car and clearly looked like the guy that was going to take the checkered flag, but he had problems late.
A puff of smoke.
Kyle Busch got one of his eight victories first time around at Atlanta. Kyle ain't going to win this week.
Nope.
It's funny to say that. You know, he might, but
no,
who cares? If he does
right.
Now, it doesn't matter. He's not a factor in the chase, and really, nobody is other than the top few guys. I mean, it's nobody really even has a shot. Biffle's 149 back. Behind him's Jeff Burton, and then Edwards. Edwards at once.
After that, it's...
It's over 200 points back with four races to go. Nobody's got a shot. Nobody else does. And I don't even think Greg Biffle has a shot at catching Jimmy Johnson. In fact, I mentioned earlier in the show, I think Jimmy's going to win this weekend. I see maybe another streak coming on, if not four straight wins, probably at least four or five straight
top fives
to finish it.
Easy.
And they're not taking the foot off the throat here. I mean, these guys, they've got them down and they're not going to let them up. Chad Knaus, we talked earlier about the fact that this guy will not let the team get complacent. He doesn't do it, and he won't let his team get that way. They're always turning the screws, turning up the heat, and I think they're going to turn it up again this weekend. And the best way to hold your points lead is go out and get all the points. Lead
get,
the most
get
laps,
all of them, and
win the race.
Nobody can touch you.
No worry. I think he'll do it. I think Jimmy Johnson's going to win again.
That's my logical pick. I still, in my heart of hearts, I hope for the 24 team to get a win this season. I really do. I hate to see his streak end.
This is a track where they have run well in the past. And they've certainly gotten stronger down the stretch here, but they're just still not quite there. I mean, Jeff has talked about his season has been good, but not quite good enough. Carl Edwards should run well here again. I wouldn't be surprised to see a battle between those two for the win, Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards, but I still think the 48 team's going to go to victory lane.
Oh, I do
and
too.
Keep the pressure on. I just think they're another week closer to equaling Cale Yarborough and taking three straight Cup Series championships, and then next year Jimmy can go for four, be the first guy to ever do that. But I think they get the win this weekend at Atlanta. Should be good. About a 2:20 Eastern Time green flag on ABC this weekend from Atlanta. So watch it. It'll be a good race. Check out racereportradio.com. And, of course, be right back here with us next time on the Race Report, and we will wrap up all the race action as we always do. Our engineer Paul Canaro was on vacation, although we didn't miss him here on the show. He was away for a week, and we missed him, and we're glad he's back doing the mediocre job that we always know.
You
just can't replace mediocrity. You can't. Thanks to Paul. Thanks to you for listening. Check out racereportradio.com and join us next time right here on the Race Report.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.